Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy.
Isa sa pinakamahalagang bahagi ng katawan ay ang liver o atay, dahil tumutulong itong maglinis ng dumi o toxin sa dugo, magproseso ng pagkain at mag-imbak ng nutrients para mapanatiling malusog ang katawan. Pero paano kung may viral infection o hepatitis B? Sa buong Australia, 100,000 ang apektado nito at kabilang ang mga Filipino. Ang tanong, bakit at risk ang mga Pinoy at paano i-manage ito? Yan ang tatalakayin natin kasama ang eksperto mula Hepatitis Australia.
220,000 people live with chronic hepatitis B in Australia. We think probably somewhere around 4 or 5% of that group were born in the Philippines. And that's why people born in the Philippines are a real priority community for us, and we're really here to support people born in the Philippines to access testing and treatment for hepatitis B.
Ito ang nakakabahalang ulat na ibinahagi ng CEO ng Hepatitis Australia na si Lucy Clines sa paglunsad nito ng bagong kampanya laban Hepatitis B. Sa panayam nito sa SBS Filipino, sinabi ni Clines mahalagang magpa-blood test para masuri at i-manage kung may impeksyon ng Hepatitis B virus.
About 220,000 people in Australia who live with chronic hepatitis B, if left unmanaged, puts you at risk of liver failure and liver cancer. So if you don't catch it and manage it, then there is a risk of liver cancer. And that's really serious. And so that's what we're trying to prevent.
Ang bagong kampanya laban sa Hepatitis B ay pinangunahan ng Hepatitis Australia. Ito ay isang national health organization sa bansa na nagbibigay ng impormasyon, suporta at kampanya laban sa hepatitis, kabilang ang hepatitis B at C. Layunin nitong mapalawak ang kaalaman ng publiko tungkol sa pag-iwas, testing at tamang gamutan para sa may mga sakit sa atay. Nakikipagtulungan din ito sa mga doktor, health workers at komunidad para mas mapadali ang access sa healthcare at suporta para sa mga apektado ng hepatitis. Ayon sa CEO na si Clines, pinaiigting nila ang kampanya lalo na't karamihan sa mga may impeksyon sa bansa ay mula sa diverse communities.
About 70% of people who live with hepatitis B in Australia were born overseas, so they come from our culturally and linguistically diverse communities. The Filipino community is a really important one for us. People born in the Philippines, especially if you were born in the Philippines before 1992, we'd really love to see you coming forward and getting tested and knowing whether you're living with hepatitis B.
Ayon sa mga health expert, ang hepatitis B ay isang viral infection na umaatake sa atay o liver na dulot ng hepatitis B virus o HBV. Maaaring acute o panandalian lamang ang sakit, ngunit maaari rin itong maging chronic o pangmatagalan na posibleng mauwi sa seryosong liver disease gaya ng cirrhosis at liver cancer. Kadalasang makukuha ang hepatitis B habang sanggol pa lamang dahil maaari itong maipasa ng ina sa anak bago o habang ipinapanganak. Bukod dito, maaari ring makakuha ng infected blood sa pamamagitan ng unprotected sex, paggamit ng shared needles o labaha, at tattoo o body piercing gamit ang hindi sterilized na mga kagamitan. Posible din itong maipasa sa paghihiraman ng toothbrush, razor, nail file at iba pang personal na gamit na maaaring may bahid ng dugo. Nilinaw din ng Hepatitis Australia ang mga maling akala tungkol sa Hepatitis B. Hindi ito madaling na ipapasa sa ordinaryong pakikisalamuha, yakapan, halikan, paghahati ng pagkain o kubyertos, pati na rin ang pagbahing at pag-ubo. Hindi rin nakakahawa ang paggamit ng parehong banyo, palikuran o shower, gayon din ang kagat ng lamok o ibang hayop.
So it's not an inherited disease, it's a blood-borne virus. So you can only get hepatitis B through blood-to-blood contact. some of the myths that we hear about hepatitis B, people get worried that, you know, you could get hepatitis B from sharing food with your family. That's not true. You don't get hepatitis B from sharing food. You don't get hepatitis B from breastfeeding or from hugging or shaking hands. It's really blood-to-blood contact.
Ayon sa mga eksperto, pinakamasakla pa sa kondisyong ito, karamihan sa mga infected ng hepatitis B virus ay hindi alam na may impeksyon o apektado sila.
About 1 in 3 people in Australia with hepatitis B actually don't know yet that they have it, and often don't feel unwell until your liver starts to get some damage and you've progressed in the disease. So it's really important to ask your GP.
Dagdag paalala ng eksperto, maaaring kasama sa risk na magkaroon ng impeksyon silang sumailalim sa blood transfusion o surgery overseas.
One of the other important risk factors for hepatitis B is if you've had a blood transfusion or a medical procedure overseas maybe many years ago, then sometimes there's a risk of hepatitis B, acquiring hepatitis B that way. And so if you're worried about any kind of medical procedure you might have had, even if it was a very long time ago, or you had a blood transfusion many, many years ago in the Philippines, it's worth asking your doctor whether you need a hepatitis B test.
Bagamat karamihan sa mga may impeksyon ay walang sintomas, may ilang matatanda na maaaring makakaranas ng pagkawala ng gana sa pagkain, pananakit ng kalamnan at kasukasuan, mababang lagnat, pananakit ng tiyan, lalo na sa kanang bahagi, pagsusuka at paninilaw ng balat at mata o jaundice. Kaya ang tanong ngayon, paano ito maiiwasan? Ayon sa mga eksperto, wala pang gamot sa sakit na ito, subalit may bakuna sa sanggol dito sa Australia.
There's a vaccine for hepatitis B that all babies are born in Australia should be receiving at birth.
So it means they are protected with the hepatitis B if they're vaccinated.
Yeah, and if you have hepatitis B and you want to get pregnant, again, talk to your doctor because you can manage the hepatitis B in pregnancy and there are precautions to minimize the risk that you'd pass the hepatitis B on to babies. Mm.
Para sa mga taong may hepatitis B pero gustong magkaanak, may magagawa pa, sabi ng eksperto.
If you are somebody living with hepatitis B, you can have a baby quite successfully and that can be managed to minimize the risk of passing the virus on to your family. But we really encourage anybody who has hepatitis B in their family and doesn't know whether they might be living with hepatitis B to get a test.
Kung may pagdududa sa kondisyon, gusto ding ipaalam ng Hepatitis Australia. Confidential ang testing na ito. Kailangan mo lang sabihan ang GP o doktor na gusto mo ng Hepatitis B blood test.
Those are really kind of the major risk factors and it's really simple. It's a blood test. Your GP can order it. It's on Medicare, so it's not expensive. And if you do test positive, there's a way that the virus can be managed quite well and that's medication for some people or liver scans.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang www.heplink.au o tumawag sa Heplink sa 1-800-437-222.
Because we've had a vaccine in place in Australia since about the year 2000, for all people born in Australia since the year 2000, we're not seeing new cases of hepatitis B much in young people in Australia anymore. But if you're born in a country where that vaccine program hasn't been really comprehensive or where there was already quite a lot of transmission of hepatitis B, like the Philippines, then we're asking people to come forward and get a test and make sure you know your hepatitis B status.
Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Sheila Joy Labrador.
Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.